you got money to spend and you need a new house to live in because you've been living at your boy's house.
Yeah.
It's Wild 94.1, the Bay's party station. You are rocking with the Freak Show. And the question of the day is, if you had $5 million to buy a house, but it has to be in the Tampa Bay area because let's say you work at Ray J.
Yeah.
You want to be close, kind of close to work. Where would you move? Now, I want a specific location, not like I would buy some land or I want to be close to the beach. No, I want a name of like a neighborhood, some specific.
Yeah, where we know.
Somewhere we know, so, or somewhere we've never have heard of, and you're just putting this up on game. The reason we brought this up is because Tom Brady is getting ready to move. As you know, he was living in Derek Jeter's house, but Jeter's selling that place for $29 million. Tom Brady's like, okay, bro, I'm going to move out of your place.
Peace.
I'm going to get my own spot. They say that he is really close to closing on a mansion in Clearwater. $7.5 million. It's 5 bedrooms. It's like a real modern crib. It's in a gated community in Clearwater.
It's really pretty right on the water.
Yep. 8,500 square feet, 5 bathrooms, its own private dock. It's got an in-home gym, movie theater, billiards room.
More importantly, Davi, it's in a gated community.
Yeah.
Okay, because the house with Derek Jeter was open from the front and to the back.
So they're saying that this deal isn't 100% complete yet, but it's looking like it's going to be a wrap.
He's interested, for sure.
Yeah, he's interested. So Tom Brady is a man that could go anywhere in the Bay Area that he wanted to, and he is choosing Clearwater. Right on the water, I must say, nice choice, Tommy. Way to go. Okay, Meredith.
It is far away, though.
I know you have million-dollar dreams.
Yeah, of course. We all go on Zillow, and we all make sure that it goes up to at least $5 million every now and then.
Looking at houses that you can't afford.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you could live anywhere in the Bay Area, where do you think you would move to?
Okay, so I'm not a Tom Brady, obviously. I'm just a regular person. So I feel like Tom's situation is totally different than anybody that's listening probably
right
now.
But you have a $5 million budget.
I know where I want to go.
Where?
I'm not moving from Davis Island.
You're going to Davis Island?
I'm staying on Davis Island because I feel like it's very private over there. If you're not a Tom Brady, you get the whole waterfront, like water, ocean front view there. It is so close to everything. It's close to the Buck Stadiums, close to South Tampa. You can get anywhere you need to. But I like the exclusivity there because it is an island on its own and there's an airport right there. So if I need to fly in or out or helicopters or anything, it's really convenient.
All right.
And that's where I'm going.
There's a lot of people that have texted Davis Island. I say probably Davis Island is kind of in the lead right now. So a local spot, 888-429-0941. Where would you move to?
I want
to
know where you want to go.
I would. And this is funny because I've only been back there twice. But it's always been in my mind, Avila.
Oh,
yeah, I'll probably move into Avila. I used to have these two homegirls. They were twins, Lindsay and Jamie, and they lived back there. And they had a couple parties, and I went, and my jaw hit the ground when I saw, like, those palaces. Those estates are so impressive.
On a golf course.
Oh, man. And I remember her house. This was a while ago, but this was years ago. Her house was like two houses from Tony Dungy, who at that point was the coach of the Bucks.
Yeah.
And Warren Sapp's house was right across the street from Tony Dungy. I was like, damn, Sapp lives right in front of Dungy.
Yeah, because he had to keep an eye on it, probably.
Man, and I'll always go on Zillow or Realtor.com and look at cribs in Avila, and they're like, $6 million, yeah. $4 million.
I just looked it up right now, and I'm looking at one that's $795,000.
Okay.
If you got it.
All right.
But it's not like a huge palace or anything.
No.
That's like the cheapest house there. But there are some for sale, like $3-5 million.
So we have B on the line. What up, B? How you doing, big homie?
Yo, what up? What up, Melvin?
What's going on, man? So you got your paper right. You got a $5 million budget to do whatever, wherever you want to go. You all the way up, B. Where
are
we going?
All I do is win.
That's it, man. You've been winning for a while, bro. Where are we going?
Man, first off, it ain't none of y'all business where I'm going. I'm going to tell y'all that nut. They killed too many lottery winners. It's too many gold diggers here in the state of Florida. I ain't telling y'all nothing.
Okay.
But you had to pick someplace.
But you called.
If I had to low-key pick someplace, it's still going to be my mama's house. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right there at my mama's house. She got 2 dogs, 3 cats. There's a spider in the corner by the front door. I think I'll be there.
So you're moving into your mama's house, or you already at your mama's house?
Oh, no, I'm moving back.
Oh, you're moving back.
What area of town does she live in?
I'm getting rid of my girl. I'm getting rid of her ass.
You getting rid of your girl. You moving into your mama's house. Are you gonna like upgrade? Are you building her a sunroom or something?
Yeah. I'm gonna add a back portion. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna add a back portion.
Okay.
But the house is paid for. It's near downtown, so I got everything. And like I said, that spider's gonna protect me near the front door. Don't nobody wanna mess with spiders.
Okay, all right, B. I ain't mad at that. All those gold diggers chasing you, they not gonna come into the house. I appreciate you, big homie.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got Ralph from the Berg on the line. Ralph, we've all dreamed about it. We got a big budget. You're on Zillow. You could go wherever you want. Where are we going?
I'm going to Brooksville, bro.
Brooksville?
Brooksville. I want me a couple of acres with some nice lakefront property and my neighbors far enough away so they don't bitch about my grill burning and smoking, my music bumping, and me burning my weed.
Okay, Ralph. So it sounds like for you the most important thing is like privacy and just nobody in your business.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I can't be mad at that, bro. Appreciate you hitting us up, homie.
All right, man.
All right. Good morning, Kiki. How you doing?
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. But Kiki, I got really good news. You up. You all the way up. You got a $5 million budget to go wherever the hell you want to go. Where are we going, Kiki?
We're going to Bayshore.
Bayshore?
Yes, because since I was a little girl, like, I always passed by those houses, and I'm like, dang, those houses are dope. Huh. I want to live in one of those. So I think if I ever get some money, I'm going out there.
Okay.
I
ain't mad at you, Kiki. Do you ever think about, like, the people on Bayshore, how their house gets kind of, like, invaded during Gasparilla and things like that? Or are you not even tripping?
Nah, I ain't tripping about that.
You got people to clean that up, right?
Right. If I got five million to buy it, then I'm going to, have somebody to go ahead and clean it up.
Okay.
I ain't going to clean it.
All right, Kiki, thanks for checking in, Mama.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right.
People
want
to know. I mean, they absolutely know where they would live if they had this much money.
Christian, I know you've thought about this.
Yes, I have.
Okay, Christian, you looked in your bank account. The app says you got $5 million just for this house. Where are we looking?
I would move into that community where that doctor built that huge mansion off of Bush.
Off of, like, Dale Mabry?
Yeah, Bush and Dale Mabry. Because right there, you're going to get that property value. You're going to get that privacy. You're going to be on the water. And you can pull out there like you Batman.
Wow. You really put some thought into this.
Oh, yeah, I do this, brother. I'm a real estate agent. Where else would you want to be? You get anywhere quickly.
Okay, Christian, you're a real estate agent, so I'm glad you called. That's your personal opinion. For some of your high-dollar clients, what areas of town are they looking at?
Well, the high-dollar people are going to be like Brady. They're going to want to be on the water in those gated communities. So
yep.
I knew he was going to be in St. Pete because they're going to want to have that beach vibe, especially those that never lived over here and they're from up there where they don't have that tan.
Right.
We come down here and be by the water.
Okay. Hey, man. I ain't mad at that, Christian. Coming from an expert. I appreciate you, bro.
Do you ever drive by that house?
Which house?
The one that he was talking about.
Oh, that doctor's house all the time.
Dr. Kieran Patel.
Yeah, the Patel house.
Yeah, 32,000 square foot home.
It's ridiculous.
It's the largest in Hillsborough County.
It also looks like it's never going to be complete.
I know. I was just driving by just this past weekend. I was like, it's still not done.
Yeah, it's not done. Nor will it be done for a while, it looks like. All right, 888-429-0941. We got some love for Snell Isle, Fort DeSoto.
Cheval.
Cheval's getting some looks. Avila all day. Okay, we're going to be neighbors. North Reddington Beach, that's super fly. That's close to where I live. There's some big houses out there. 888-429-0941. Keep them going. If you got that bread, where are you moving to?